You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Thursday the 12th of May 2022 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming live today at radioalbion.com because we have with us geopolitical analyst Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson from rustjournal.org. Matt, good day, sir. How are you doing?
Well, you know, I'm coming to you now on location in sunny Cincinnati. You know, at least for Americans, you know, when you consider, you know, sunny beaches and decadence and lifestyles of the rich and famous, the only city that comes up in your mind is Cincinnati.
Well, it must be lovely to just get away. It's always good to go and take a break and always good to take a break within your own country as well. We're going to be talking about another country on the other side of the world from America today, though. We're going to be talking about Ukraine and the bioweapons labs there and the connections to America and the evidence that Russia has unearthed connecting the two. The head of Russia's investigative committee, Alexander Bastrykin, has told RT that his team is making progress in a criminal probe into Ukraine's alleged Pentagon-funded bioweapons program. The analysis of the obtained documents allowed us to clearly identify the people involved in the military biological activities in Ukraine, including representatives of the US Department of Defense and American companies with ties to it, Bastrykin said. He added that the US had spent more than $224 million on biological programs in Ukraine since 2005. The investigator added that foreign aid was used to equip and upgrade around 30 research centers governed by Ukraine's defense, health, and agricultural ministries. The results of said research had been evacuated to Kiev-controlled territory before the start of Russia's special military operation, Bastrykin said, adding that his agency would continue to study the documents on the matter. In March, Moscow claimed that it had found evidence that the US had been funding biological weapons research in Ukraine. Washington and Kiev denied this claim and accused Russia of waging a disinformation campaign. Senior US diplomat Victoria Nuland said at the time that Washington was working with Ukraine to prevent research materials from falling into the hands of Russian troops. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian, meanwhile, urged the US to give a full account of its biological military activities at home and abroad and subject itself to multilateral verification. This is something we haven't really heard about since this happened. When it took place, Russia did show its evidence before the UN. It seemed to me to be quite compelling evidence. And the rest of the UN just said, well, oh, how ridiculous. America would never do anything like that. And America is saying, well, all this really is just research into illnesses. And of course, we're trying to find medicine for illnesses, basically. That's their excuse. But if you're looking at illnesses, then you are looking at diseases, and these diseases can obviously be weaponized. So what is the update on this, Matt? What is going on here?
Well, the evidence that these are pathogens, that they're almost breeding to make them resistant to antidotes, is overwhelming. I heard of this. The first time I heard of this was 2015. Excuse me. And I kind of forgot about it. But what's been recent is the connection with the Democratic Party and the NGOs, not to mention third countries and third parties. So essentially what it comes down to is Pfizer, Moderna, Merck, and Gilead, which is a military pharmacological group. What they're doing now is that they're testing not only new medicines that cannot be end up being pathogens. And what they're doing, even just for innocent things, they want to circumvent international safety standards. So they're doing it in Ukraine, who has no standards at all, thanks to the U.S. And because of this, Western companies are massively reducing research costs. And as we'll see, you know, this gets much worse. But then, you know, the biotechnological organizations then, of course, kick back to the Democratic Party, who authorizes this money to go to Ukraine in the first place. So now the Department of Defense is able to experiment in what is, you know, internationally uncontrolled test site. And their research capabilities are expanding. There's no doubt at this point, thanks to that idiot Nuland, who accidentally revealed that that's exactly what's going on here. In fact, it was so bad that the damage control was that, oh no, these are Soviet era pathogens that we're neutralizing, as if that would be, you know, in 2022. And they said no more than that. So this isn't just chemical warfare, which of course it is. It's also every major American pharmacological institution going to Eastern Ukraine and experimenting, because no one's going to know anything. They can always blame Chernobyl for it or something ridiculous like that. They're reducing research costs substantially. And the same companies that could produce medications are the same companies that have the capability of producing brand new forms of they're weaponizing rabies, for example. And so that's why the Polish Veterinary Institute is involved. And even the German government has its own here under the German army, under German army control, starting in 2013. And so you have the major institutes like, you know, the Rockefellers and whatever, getting their legislative okay from this president administration, Congress, not knowing what they're voting on. That money is funneled through the foundations. And that gets funneled to more specialized institutions, and then that ends up in the hands of the military apparatus in the U.S. So the Department of Defense is a big part of this, and because you can't audit the Pentagon, no one's ever going to see where this goes or what's received. So there is panic right now in the Western capitals.
Well, it does seem as if the money, the savings that are being made by avoiding the safety protocols, that money is then put back into the Democratic Party. I mean, what surprises me is that it doesn't seem like the Republicans are involved. Just all these NGOs and the Democrats is what's been exposed so far. And as you pointed out there, Poland and Germany are also involved. Apart from the United States, Germany and Poland have taken part in biological research programs on Ukrainian soil. Lieutenant General Igor Krylov, the head of the Russian Radiation, Chemical and Biological Protection Force, said on Wednesday, "Not only the US, but also a number of their NATO allies are carrying out military biological projects on the territory of Ukraine," he said. The German leadership launched its National Biosafety Program, independent of Washington, back in 2013, and some 12 countries, including Ukraine, are involved in the program. The effort involves such leading German scientific institutions as the Robert Koch Institute and the Institute of Microbiology of the German Armed Forces, Krylov said. According to documents obtained by Moscow, the latter obtained some 3,500 samples of blood serum from people living in 25 regions of Ukraine between 2016 and 2019. Poland has been actively involved in such programs as well. Documents show Warsaw has been funding the National Medical University in Ukraine's western city of Lvov, Krylov went on. A branch of the university, the Institute of Epidemiology and Hygiene, has participated in US military biological projects, he noted. Moreover, the Polish Institute of Veterinary Medicine has been taking part in studies of epidemiological threats and the spread of the rabies virus in Ukraine, the official stated. Notably, these studies have been carried out jointly with the American Battelle Institute, one of the key contractors of the Pentagon, Krylov added. And that's the link that we have there, because all these other ones are talking about the Robert Koch Institute, National Medical Institute, Epidemiology and Hygiene. I mean, it's all health concerns, really, isn't it? And that would be what their excuse is. Yet, as it says here, all these studies have been carried out jointly with a key contractor of the Pentagon. What do you want to pick up on in these quotes here, Matt?
Well, there's so much going on here. It confirms something we've been talking about since we got started, about how there really is no public or private sectors. They all work together, because even in government sectors, most of these people either have worked or will work in one of the institutions that we're talking about. If this were just about diseases, they wouldn't be working on things like tuberculosis or rabies. And those are the two big projects that they've uncovered so far. Not only that, they have already discovered, and this is actually, I think, has been around for a little while, that the strain of tuberculosis that the Russian researchers have discovered and military intelligence has discovered is resistant to your normal treatments of TB. And we'll see how nasty this gets over time. But you know, I think by the end of the show, everyone's going to have all the evidence they need that this is all very true. This stuff is being done in secret. No one would ever suspect the veterinary college in Poland to be involved in anything. But when you're weaponizing things like rabies and making a different strain than what we're used to, what's been pretty much conquered in the West, that's a different story. It really is a great it's a great cover. So all told, you have – and by the way, I got from my sources a lot of the Russian Defense Ministry and their briefings. They've been taken off the – I can't even get to these websites anymore. There's a few links on RT, and I've seen they're all gone. So either they're being blocked, or someone has hacked them. So I wasn't able to read the original. But you know, the third parties that we're involved with are the foundations, and they're the first ones to get the money. So this is how all sectors work together. And oh, by the way, to answer your question about the Republicans are just as gung-ho about this war as Democrats are. They're not going to, and so many of them have military backgrounds, they're not going to risk the war effort, as they would call it. So, you know, they're not going to say anything about this. And I guarantee you the left, can you imagine the left, if this were 50 years ago, what they would do with this kind of information? One of the hacks from the Pentagon said, well, you know, Ukraine doesn't have the infrastructure for this kind of a program. They never actually give positive evidence here. But in the answer to that idiotic statement, I think that's pretty much the official Pentagon position right now, is that that's the whole point of this foreign investment. They didn't have – they used to. They don't have it anymore. And that's why you have to give hundreds of millions to build all of these. And here you have Ukraine, who we all know is struggling in every way. They've been struggling since the early 90s. But this is where the aid money is going. This is where these disappearing millions have ended up. And these institutes are as much private. I mean, the ones in Ukraine are as much private as they are public. This is an oligarchic enterprise. And so everything comes together with this stuff. And the evidence is, at the moment, is overwhelming. And, you know, we've talked about the weakness of the Western armed forces. What are they going to do when they're faced with a Russo-Chinese alliance, or even India and Iran on top of it all? And this might be some of the answers. All of a sudden, nuclear weapons are on the table. All of a sudden, that was condemned decades ago violently by the left and even some of the right. Now that's all gone. So now they have the wherewithal. They have the propaganda outlets in place. They've prepared the population for the possibility of using chemical and biological weapons when they're clearly outclassed on the battlefield. You know, the money isn't there. The support isn't there. The morale isn't there. This may just be the answer to that huge problem.
Well, I should imagine NATO will say, well, we need to come up with these antidotes for these antibiotic resistant strains of TB and rabies in case our enemies use them. So, I mean, they will always have that excuse that they need to do this research just because if they don't do it, somebody else is going to do it. But if they are going to do it, I mean, it should be all regulated. It shouldn't be all hidden away like this. And all based on kickbacks that are going to these pharmaceutical companies. The Democrats in the United States have partnered with big pharma companies and friendly foundations led by George Soros and Bill Gates to set up biological research in Ukraine, using the project to generate additional funding for elections, the Russian military claimed on Wednesday in its latest briefing. It needs to be said that the ideologues of US military biological research in Ukraine are leaders of the Democratic Party, said Lieutenant General Igor Krylov, the head of the Russian Radiation, Chemical and Biological Protection Force. The US government set up a way to fund the military bio-research directly from the federal budget, but also used government guarantees to raise funds from non-governmental organizations controlled by the leadership of the Democratic Party, Krylov added. As an example of such organizations, he showed a slide with the names of Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Bill and Hillary Clinton Foundation, George Soros' Open Society and Investment Funds, the Rockefeller Foundation, Eco Health Alliance, and Hunter Biden's Rosemont Seneca Partners. And that's the Ukraine one there as well. I mean, basically, what I really don't understand is why they call these organizations non-governmental organizations when they're always linked to the government. Why do they call them NGOs, Matt, when they're always so tightly linked to the government like this?
It's to get around some domestic laws. They're linked in, I mean, you know, the NGO, these institutions, they're mostly private sector. But since they're working with intelligence agencies abroad, that's your link with the state. These were on budget expenditures. And remember, that $225 million, that's just what's on budget. That has nothing to do with the private sector's investment here. And it goes to show a number of things. It's really exposing this giant network. And if you're going to expose the network, let it be done, you know, from the American side, let it be done during a war so that no one's going to believe it. It's all war propaganda. These are exposing the entire private public sector connection and how this money filters from the foundation to the specialist agencies and then to Ukraine and the U.S. military. And all of this, remember, this guy who's doing the investigation is a prosecutor. This is a guy that broke open the 2007 St. Petersburg bombings. So he's been doing this for a very long time. Again, another more panic in the West. He's about the last guy. That you want on this case. So this is just going to get worse and worse. And I'm anxious to see how the left deals with this, well, what they're going to say exactly, because they can't – at this point, you can't deny it. It wasn't that long ago. I think it was the 9th of March. The Russians captured the aerial vehicles, these Bagraktar drones, which I think are of Turkish origin, and they had 30-liter containers and equipment for spraying various chemicals. And that was undetected by the reconnaissance units near Kherson. And then a whole bunch of them were captured by the beginning of April, April 10th, I think it was. So there's no question that they're testing these drones with the large tanks to spray things. Now, if they, you know, and these, of course, military hardware connected to the U.S. So that's a pretty potent piece of evidence that they're planning on doing this. Now, at the time, they were empty, but these were just being tested. This was brand new. So there, these things are in place. They're going to be spraying an area. You know, the Americans being told that Russians are monsters. You know, they're not third worlders. So you can't be accused of being racist when you have right wing white people in highly intelligent, high IQ area. Wiping them out is not going to be a moral problem for any of these guys. So you have, $225 million coming just from on-budget issues. How much is non-budget? How much is off-budget? And what's the private sector's investment? So you're talking probably about $1 billion since 2015.
Well, Krylov also named Pfizer, Moderna, Merck, and Gilead as large pharmaceutical companies involved in the scheme, using it to test medications while bypassing international safety standards. This reduces the cost of their research and development, Krylov argued, and the increase in pharmaceutical profits allows the leaders of the Democratic Party to receive additional financial contributions for election campaigns and hide their distribution. Using Ukraine as a testbed effectively outside international control and leveraging the technological capacities of transnational pharmaceutical companies, the Pentagon has significantly expanded its research potential, not only in the field of creating biological weapons, but also obtaining information about antibiotic resistance and the presence of antibodies to certain diseases in populations of specific regions, Krylov noted. So this guy Krylov, I mean, he's well known, you were saying, Matt. I mean, he's a prosecutor, and he has form at exposing this sort of thing. So because the West is just going to try and discredit this, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, of course. But I'm not really sure how they're going to do it. No, I was thinking of Batrukin, the first guy you mentioned. Now the chairman of the so-called investigative committee over there, he's the one I'm referring to. The general, Kirillov, he's a specialist in chemical warfare. And, you know, again, you mentioned something, and it's really important. The West is going to say, well, you know, we need to have these labs to counter what will no doubt be a Russian chemical attack on Ukraine. And again, the answer to that is that that doesn't have to be secret in that case. The order to destroy the evidence in Kiev and points west was February 25th, which of course is the day. This took them a bit off guard. One of the reasons that the Russian Ministry of Defense said they invaded Ukraine is for this reason, that not only are they experimenting, they're going to see not only what's effective against these non-humans in their eyes, what will resist any kind of antibody, and most importantly, what won't be detected. Now, if you throw sarin gas over there, everyone knows what that is. But if you use a irresistible form of tuberculosis as a weapon, well, no one's going to think that that's military operation. That's why this is so important. And, you know, the last piece in the puzzle here concerning the network is that, you know, the Moderna, Gilead, they then pat the back of the Democrats, people who are running these both bureaucratic and legislative agencies. So, I mean, Big Pharma was always Democratic to a great extent, but now they're deep into the Democratic organization. So they get the okay, the money, and some of the protection, not to mention guarantees for their loans from the Export-Import Bank. But and you know, and then they're given this military operation. They could do as they please. No one's going to bother you. And so then these huge companies are going to be supporting the Democratic Party in elections. We all know how powerful Big Pharma is. These are ginormous corporations. The entire healthcare system is dependent on them. And that's a sixth of the American economy. So now you have a coalition here that wouldn't have been detected if it weren't for the Russian military intelligence. And as time is going on, we'll talk a bit more here about some of the direct evidence. The invasion was not expected. They didn't. They only destroyed a few things. And one of the central places is the Mariupol, which is really stupid of them. This, you know, the U.S. built, because Ukraine's a colony. This is not the first time this has happened. The oil companies did the same thing, even under Yanukovych. You know, essentially pieces of Ukraine were sold off to the West. I mean, even giving them police powers. And Mariupol was one of them. The Russians made it very clear. The planned genocide against Luhansk and Donetsk using some of these agents was one of the reasons for the invasion. They already knew of the experimentation. They already knew what they were doing, the Tuskegee, you know, nonsense kind of thing that they're doing over there. Figuring, well, we could just blame the Russians for everything. No one's going to note. And they're really shocked at this point how quickly the Russians knew. Yeah, they penetrated all of these organizations. They've known this for a long time. That's why they invaded when they did. And that's why the destruction order from these Western corporations was given on February 25th.
Well, it seems as if some of these bioweapons have been tested out, or at least that is the allegation. Moscow has claimed that Ukraine tried to infect the population of the Russia-aligned Luhansk People's Republic with tuberculosis and allowed the US government to carry out human experiments at Kharkov's psychiatric wards. During a briefing on the findings of the Russian Defense Ministry's investigation into the purportedly US-funded bioweapons labs in Ukraine, Chief of Russia's Radioactive Chemical and Biological Protection Forces, Lieutenant General Igor Krylov, claimed that Russian forces had obtained evidence suggesting Kiev attempted to infect residents of the Slavonosibirsk district of the Luhansk People's Republic with a highly pathogenic strain of tuberculosis in 2020. Leaflets made in the form of counterfeit banknotes were infected with the causative agent of tuberculosis and distributed among miners in the village of Stepovo, Kirillov said, adding that the organizers of this crime took into account the behavior of children, which includes putting things in their mouth and handling food without washing their hands. I mean, this sounds really sinister, trying to poison the children here. But would they be doing that with counterfeit banknotes? I mean, you wouldn't really, if you were targeting children, you wouldn't target them with counterfeit banknotes, would you? I mean, that doesn't really stack up to me. What do you make of this, Matt?
Yeah, it doesn't, but banknotes is not the only thing that they're using. They've had all kinds of, you know, shining objects, and this hasn't fully been analyzed yet. And, you know, I don't think children were necessarily the target. Males between 20 and 40 at the psychiatric hospital number 3, and I think number 1 in Luhansk. And the issue, of course, this is done through American intelligence and in the private sector. Ukraine obviously doesn't have the capability of pulling this off. There had to have been traitors from within, and they figure, okay, well, people in the psychiatric hospital, no one's going to believe them anyway, so we can do as we please. And of course, children respond to chemicals very different from adults. And again, this has all been captured. I mean, New Russia, and this has all been overrun, these institutions. This is beyond debate at this point. This is what capitalism is at its terminal stages. And, you know, they're using – the fact that they are, this is all secret, and they're using so many front organizations. You know, the biological research the experts, you know, they traveled via third countries. So they're, you know, through Poland, through Austria, the point being to cover their tracks. And they name a woman, Linda Aporto. I'm not sure who she is. I couldn't find a lot about her online. She's from Florida and is mentioned in the initial military briefing in Russia. And I don't really know what her role is. That's the only name I'm seeing so far other than the corporations. And it's very clear. I mean, you know, they weren't destroying these things in a hurry. There are some sources who say January. Mine seem to all say February 25th. And so the experiment in Luhansk comes from the Public Health Center in Kiev. And that's the agency that ships these things to U.S. and back again. So the private corporations have the profit motive. The U.S. military has their own apparatus, knowing full well they can't defeat these countries openly. And yet they've already said, I think right even before this happened, that Russia was planning a chemical attack. And everyone mentions the Syrian case. But the provocation, there's no question about these provocations. And they're using fronts. The veterinary one is my favorite. What do they say? Uncharacteristic of veterinary medicine. And so far they've found typhoid, paratyphoid fever, and gas gangrene, which I've never heard of before. And using these front organizations with American money, both private and public sector, to not just have these pathogens that can't be cured, resistant to everything, but also that can't be detected as actual military weapons.
Well, when they first brought the evidence before the UN, they were pointing out there was this big rise in cases of antibiotic-resistant tuberculosis in this area. So this is a follow-up to that, basically. Kirillov stated that the results of the bacteriological studies confirmed the resistance of the isolated bacteria found on the leaflets to first- and second-line anti-TB drugs, which meant that the disease caused by them was much more difficult and expensive to treat. He went on to quote the conclusion of the Luhansk Republican Sanitary and Epidemiological Station, which stated that the infection of the banknotes was most likely artificial, since the material contains extremely dangerous strains of the pathogen in a concentration that can cause infection and the development of the tuberculosis process. Kirillov added that the LPR-TB dispensary also noted signs of deliberate man-made contamination of leaflets with biomaterials of high pathogenicity. And of course, they would have handed all this evidence over to the UN when they did all of this. It's not like they're saying, well, we've got this evidence of this and nobody can see it. They did hand it all over to the UN, and the UN just ignored it. I mean, what do you make of what he's saying here, Matt?
Well, someone may doubt this, saying, oh, this is so extraordinary and so evil, it sounds like propaganda. And I knew I needed to get solid, hard evidence. And so far, the government in Kiev has been requesting anti-chemical warfare antidotes, not just for your typical like sarin gas, but also for this precise kind of tuberculosis. They had a massive order for the skin and respiratory protections against toxic chemicals, organophosphorus poisoning antidotes. Just in 2022, they had over 500,000 amples of atropine, which they have demanded. They never accused the Russians of being interested in that. They were speaking mostly of nuclear weapons. But clearly, much of Ukraine prior to the war has been a military apparatus planning on using chemical weapons. And all the protection that military men need for handling this stuff has been ordered. And this is, and, you know, again, the nuclear weapon was what was accused. This is meant for a country that's going to be involved in a chemical warfare battle. And so you have the drones, you have this equipment, you have all of these very strange antidotes for non-military chemical warfare, you know, like tuberculosis and rabies and everything else they're coming up with. That's really where the hard evidence is. And it was very sudden. It was just this year and just before the war started.
Well, they're also talking about carrying out tests on human subjects. Russian officials also claimed that the Pentagon had been allegedly conducting inhumane experiments on the patients of at least two psychiatric institutions in Kharkov. The main category of experimental subjects was a group of male, highly physically exhausted patients aged between 40 to 60 years, Krylov said. The experiments were run directly by foreign specialists that had arrived in Ukraine through third-party nations to conceal the United States' involvement. The specialists were abruptly evacuated from the country earlier this year, shortly before the Russian military operation kicked off. In January 2022, the foreign citizens who conducted the experiments were urgently evacuated, and the equipment and drugs they used were taken to the western regions of Ukraine, Kirillov said. So he thinks they're still there. Do you know what evidence there is for this, besides what he's actually saying here, Matt? Have you seen the evidence for this, these experiments that have been carried out?
Well, they've captured the documentation. The money has definitely been discovered. The network has been discovered. But, you know, some people may say to us, they say, well, of course, they're worried about a Russian chemical attack. Therefore, that's why they ordered all this stuff. That's why they're there. That's why they're so worried about antidotes. And, you know, I think that's maybe a common retort. But why in heaven's name does this massive first-class military need chemical weapons to defeat Ukraine? Especially when half the population is Russian-speaking and generally pro-Russian. Especially in the East, anything. These are very volatile, unpredictable weapons. They could crush Ukraine in 2 minutes if they didn't care about civilian casualties. But in heaven's name, and to guarantee universal condemnation, maybe even universal military attacks on Russia for using chemical weapons, this was clearly because the Ukrainians were going to be using them at all levels, not just for the profit motive, but also for military things, because the army was one that was getting all of this. This meant the U.S. had commanded all of this. That's really the proof here. And all of the information hasn't been analyzed yet. There's mountains of documents that they have. You have too many witnesses right now. You have an American pharmacological history. They've done this stuff before. They've done it in parts of Africa. They've done it in parts of India. They're dying. Whoever gets a human testing that no one's going to care about, you know, they automatically are going to defeat their competition. They're automatically going to be able to reduce research costs. They have a clear interest in this. And what better place today in a war in Ukraine? But they didn't destroy everything. The network has come apart. And and some of this stuff is not being denied, especially in the Germans. By the Germans and the Poles. I mean, the Koch Institute hasn't been shy about that. It's overwhelming right now. And it shows you what the U.S. is, what the West is, and what these capitalist enterprises really are deep down.
Well, thank you very much for coming on today, Matt. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I will be back tomorrow with Grandpa Dan. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.